The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The Gospel of the Lord. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nations, you have increased its joy. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. One of the most beautiful artistic depictions of this text that I have ever seen is this painting attributed to Rembrandt. In this painting, divine joy has torn the veil of waiting and watching and praying. The great light has dawned on the people walking in darkness. But this light isn't coming from the small flame flickering in the shepherd's lantern. It isn't coming from the moon or the stars in the sky. No, this great light is radiating from the body of that small infant lying in the cattle's food trough. It is Christ, the true light of the world, born humbly in a manger to give life to the world. And this infant king is for all. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. Jesus is for the young and the old, the poor and the rich, the native and the immigrant, the earthly and the heavenly. We see this as people from all walks of life crowd around the manger. From the rural fields come the shepherds, from the distant lands come the sages of the east, from the heavenly realm comes the angels and the archangels. They have all come and encountered Christ the King by stepping into the light of the joy that he embodies. The question for us gathered here today is, how do we wish to encounter this child? If you haven't noticed yet, our place in the painting seems to be on the outskirts. We're mere bystanders on the outside looking in. We're waiting and watching and praying out in the deep darkness. This deep darkness that we wade in isn't caused by the setting of the sun. No, this darkness is all the events and struggles and situations that have extinguished the joy from our lives. Look at all the faces around you. Really, just take a moment and look at all these faces gathered here. Every person in this room has been worn down by a deep darkness in some shape or form. It's the darkness of doubt. Doubting others' love for you or doubting your faith in God. It's the darkness of addiction to gossip or alcohol or pornography or etc., etc., etc. It's the darkness of loneliness, the loneliness of a widow, or of one who desperately wishes to be married, or of another who struggles with attractions that make them feel so alienated. It's also the darkness of pride, the pride of wealth or status, stubbornness or vindication. It's the darkness of loss. The loss of an opportunity, the loss of a job, or the loss of a loved one. And ultimately, it's the darkness of sin and death and the power of the devil that affects every living soul on the face of this earth. How do we wish to encounter Christ? It seems like an impossible question for those who are cloaked in darkness and sin. It seems the better question is, how in the world could Christ wish to encounter us? How could he wish to encounter us when our heads are either lifted too high in prideful delusion or stooped too low to see what lies in front of us? How could he wish to encounter us when our hearts are pierced with such sorrow and disappointment that we feel as if true joy and love could never enter again? How could he wish to encounter us when our hands are either being clenched in rage or thrown up in surrender? My friends, Christmas is the greatest reminder that Christ wishes to encounter us even in the midst of the darkness and the sin. Christ wishes to encounter you tonight because he so desperately loves you, and because he created you in your mother's womb, and he's going to recreate you. Christ encounters us by meeting us where we're at. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. Christmas reminds us that he encounters us by taking on our flesh and being born in the midst of darkness and dirt and dung. He encounters us by leaving the manger and growing in stature and walking amid sinful, broken people. He encounters us by dying our death on the cross and then giving us his life as he raises from the tomb. He encounters us by continually taking our heads in his hands and blessing us, touching our hearts and healing us, opening our hands to receive him. Through all these encounters, he brings us into the light, out of the darkness. He increases our joy and strengthens our hope that although we walk in the darkness of this world now, a day is coming soon when all that wraps us in darkness will be defeated once and for all. Doubt will give way to trust, addiction to freedom, loneliness to eternal community, pride to humility, loss to gain, sin and death to blessing and life. So if you have come here today, and if you feel overtaken by the darkness, and if you need a foretaste of all those blessings, you need to lean into the light, then step into the light that shines forth from the manger of this altar. Will you allow your hands to remain clutched so tightly to your sin and your pride and your sorrow that you won't open them and receive the body and blood of your King broken and shed for you and for your forgiveness? My friends, I'm going to let you in on a little Christmas secret. Right here, in the presence of Christ, truly present in the body and blood, the bread and the wine, there is the fulfillment of your entire life. Here is Christ in the flesh, from the manger to the cross to the altar to you. He comes to encounter you again. He comes to bring you light and eternal joy. So, like the people gathered around the manger in this painting, let us fall on our knees at the foot of our Savior and open our hands into a manger to receive the infant Christ in the Eucharist. Then may we all sing the cry of salvation with all the saints that have gone before us. For unto us a child is born. To us a son is given. Amen. Alleluia. We're in the light. A very, very Merry Christmas to you. In the holy name of Jesus. Amen.